This is a production of Cornell University.
Joseph Anderson. Dale Barbera. Paula Benedict. Patricia Pereira. Rudy Dibba. Omar Dean. John Rodriguez. Osada Garba. Rada Arthurgon. Patrick Wong. Zubay Rubanti. Akansha Jain. Hedy Pivot. Savannah Lee. Nick Mapoka. Imran Mustafa. Grace Park, Leo Padlock, Evan Shapiro, Mapusa Shervik, Jaywon Singh, Kenzie Smith, Michael Stepanka, Franco Olivier Arnold, Ryan Weintraub, Caravan on Beaver, Valentina Shu.
Thank you for the question. Please start with the members. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with Kate Wall, who's a team. The first thing to say is that we're not last fall. We found candidates to offer an easier or intuitive, easier to learn, And that's a real world experience with the IFA director and also all of our institutions. And this is a whole building to be more flexible. So rather than trying to create where every tool is going to be one system. The market and education technology to be yours, so, focus or other programs or programs, Piazza or all types of other tools, can be easily integrated in the hands. So, that was not more flexibility going forward. The last point is that Canvas is an opportunity to be in our evaluation on our students and a lot of our student programs. Canvas, the platform was originally designed to allow faculty to manage large courses. You have to be able to distribute materials, you have to be able to track grades, etc. Canvas does those things, but it's also designed with the students' educational experience in mind. There are tools that I can give to the students to navigate their courses. And hopefully, you'll find that as well. So, we're in the middle of the process. The decision came down last June. Last semester, everybody was using Blackboard to connect and it's now getting answered off. And I'll provide faculty with support. This semester, first semester, the courses in Canvas. Next fall, we'll be having all courses in Canvas, including courses for all online students. And then in spring 2020, Blackboard will be more and really be using one of the management system. Other than so currently there are 400 courses in Canvas, 10,000 students. How many of you are in the Canvas courses? So a little less than a little less than that by a show of hands, but many of you are there. That will of course increase all. Typically we run 2,000 courses in Blackboard every semester. 400 is about 20% of the overall courses for this first semester. So our goals here in moving to Canvas, we're a couple of them. How do we make it as easy as possible for faculty to move to Blackboard for Canvas? You won't be surprised to know we're interactive and excited about this decision. This is work for them, we've got to take the time to do the Blackboard and try to create those courses in Canvas. We want to make that as easy and as seamless as possible. We also want to make the student experience in Canvas as consistent as possible. As part of the evaluation, we focus on the students. Most of them are in West Campus, so we do a couple of North Campus as well. And one of the things that we heard over and over again was that platform, Canvas, whatever the tool is, would be really great if our faculty use them in similar ways. Not going to every semester, every course, experience. I love to say that we're going to solve that, but that was just a lot because there's no ways on that model. Faculty will always have the sort of autonomy to use the way they want. That said, we can take this migration experience as an opportunity to work with faculty, to encourage them to use our courses, set up their courses in specific ways. We're doing the best we can to do that. The last thing is that we really want to encourage faculty to use features that benefit students. And here's a really easy example. One of the things that I think Canvas has been really cool is Canada, right? You can see if you're in Canvas or maybe already familiar with this. We've got Canada, of course, calendar inside of Canvas. It has all of your assignments and all of your classes there. You can access those assignments directly from the calendar. When you submit them, trace through the assignments and you can quickly see what's done. That's really cool. As long as the faculty are actually setting up their assignments and agreeing with them. And so we're really trying to work with faculty to get that to use the tools that will benefit you. So, how do we do that? Well, we worked with faculty a lot this past fall, and we're continuing to. We built a highly standardized course, and it's very convenient for the faculty online inside Canvas, so they're actually experiencing Canvas with students. where they built their own horses. And we had about 15,000 pages in that. So, back to you and mine. We've done a whole bunch of workshops and webinars, and while we're collecting the data on this, pretty clear that all of that direct work that the investment folks are better designed and just people who are requested. So how do we know how we're doing? We have an overall assessment plan where we're asking, are we any kind of community canvas that's needs one better? Our faculty satisfying campus and with our support. That's question two. Question three, how does the campus transition affecting the student experience? That's a question that we're here around going to answer or try to answer at the end of the semester. We're going to ask students in campus courses to be a survey and focus group to evaluate the experience. And then the last one, are we promoting faculty innovation? Are we promoting faculty using teaching practices that we know that that's sort of came over time. Questions that will be assessed along with collecting data. So the question we have right now are faculty satisfied with campus and CPI support? So we polled 240 faculty, we got 120 responses, so 50% response rate. Most faculty are very satisfied or satisfied with campus. We have two very unsatisfied faculty members. I know them personally, I've talked to them many times. They aren't satisfied with Blackboard, they're satisfied with any school that they are. Nevertheless, we feel like this is a really great first start. People are overall meeting the results of their new system are back as well. We hope that our student being some of the possible to go back and discuss it, and we'll share that. Fall 2019, all courses, all first year courses, 1,000 to 2,000 level courses will be in the campus. We really don't want students to have to come to Cornell for their very first year and learn Blackboard for a single class or two classes. And we got the support of all the colleges for that. There are a number of colleges who are in the entire college to do campus in the fall. So not give back to the option for the platform and campus. So we got a large school, architecture, learning, and planning, the College of Business, the Hotel Management Johnson, the law school, the best school, we'll all be entirely campus. We're also, as you know, we've got a lot of projects. It's an activity that all of the students will participate in this fall. Before classes start, we're running back to campus. So that will be, from this point forward, all incoming students will, their first experience in campus will be in biology. That's a big project, 2,500 students, probably up to 250 sections to share it to their design, etc. I talked about school migrations. I want to talk a little bit about student resources. What resources did you have to learn Blackboard?
None, right? I can say we don't know, but I can also be innocent by saying what others are here at that point. The assumption from students and Blackboard was a sort of students are really good at learning technology, don't figure it out. And not to take anything away from you, because you are all super smart, you're here, and you think they are. What we learned in our book students is that yes, they can do it out, but they also come up with all sorts of idiosyncratic ways to do things. And a lot of students don't actually know some of the basic functionality that they have at their disposal. So we wanted to try to do better with campus. The first thing that we have is, and this is available for students and faculty, is 24/7 direct support for campus. So if you can't sit in the assignment at 3 in the morning, you can pick up the phone and call campus, or you can interact with them in the chat, and they will help you. That's the first thing. The second thing is awareness. We've created actual physical old school building board material available in dormitories. And I'll show you what that looks like in a minute, which basically just directs people to where they can get help and what sorts of tools are available.
also appear at least for physical orientation in the fall, so that each student that awareness of games and where they can develop resources. And we created an introductory video of sort of bio of how you get a reach of games and what you can do. All of that is our effort to try to give students a little more support than they've had in the past. And I'll show you, this is what the physical board looks like. You can see the screen. It shows you how you can access that 24/7 support. It makes a pitch for downloading the app, which we're going to talk about in a moment. Shows you where you can get support and help use. And with that, I'm going to hand over to James to tell you a little bit about that. How many of you actually have downloaded the app for using payments? Not enough. There you go, James.
So, if any of you were using the Blackwell app before, I'd talk we see here on the first screen, we've got a dashboard. You change the list view. I just found out, as I heard someone say, oh, it's so bad, I got my way. There's actually on this three lines on the top page, on the option, there's a total grading course appears right there on the top corner of the dashboard side. So you can see my average are going across all the courses. We also have a calendar view where you can see there are dots on the way of the activities, the days. This goes across all of your courses. You can see time when you're going to get your health plan out, et cetera, et cetera. Outside the app, you can also see the time of the week and send it into the health calendar. We have a to-do list anytime you're starting an activity. The calendar or close the list. It also goes to the to-do list and you can see the order, what you have coming up, how to close it, what course is working on. And we have notifications, so whenever your request is sent out, you need alerts, and post a new assignment, puts up a new announcement, you can find all of those at one place. And finally, there is not on the slide, but it is an email, so there's an email system that you can use without having to share your personal information. You don't want to use the personal information. You can access it quickly from the phone, type an email, just like that. That's basically it. Let me add, we don't have it. It's very close to instructors to use more materials that are made to be mobile friendly.
I'll just add one more feature, which isn't actually app specific, it's campus specific, but my son is a student in the Eastern, and when he was home over there, I saw one of our companies where he was doing the same thing that I was a student, which was a whole bunch of little populations. When I asked him, he was saying, try to figure out what he needed to do best to get the zoning really late this semester on all of the assignments. And this was that automatically recorded in the very good connection. Look at the remaining assignments and put the way sort of what the potential variability is. So that's all we have here. If you have, in addition to Canvas's 24/7 support, you can always write us directly at Canvas at cornell.edu if you have questions. We typically support faculty, but if you have questions, we will certainly do our best to help you out. I'm happy to take any questions that anybody has.
But anyone can help with this process. So, can you touch more on what the IDP course for 24/7 will look like on campus? If that's something that will look like a couple of files in the next semester, is that course actually going to take the course semester? Do you want to think about that?
Yeah, it's just a way to facilitate the first interview dialogue process that all students will engage with before the start of the semester. So It'll be listed on the to-do list for incoming students. They will order that campus course to access the reading that it's supposed to do. Also, submit the writing assignment that it's supposed to do. And then the person writes that by exception to where they go and create the dialogue process. And allows the facilitator to then record attendance. And that is over. And of course, we'll stop the available students.
I just wanted to let everybody come in for the presentation and also hopefully there's some feedback on the process. On the past semester, the advisory board has been really enjoyable, I guess, in a certain sense. But I really appreciate you guys
Thanks. And I'll just say one more thing. So we were hoping to see the people that part of our group is a technology center that people walk in that help staff by 20 students. And they've been out of our person to come before through the process. Other questions?
So I was just a question. We have assignments to do with multiple files. And if you have to submit all the files at the same time,
I'm going to slowly run away from the question. If there's an issue, I have a few questions. Currently, I have a problem. It is the 400 courses this semester. Those are faculty who actually come to the class and said they want to move to campus. In the fall, there will be about half of all courses that will be in campus. Next spring, all courses that you can now use will be in campus. We think it'll actually be a lot more than half of all courses, but we don't think we can support the entire campus to make the move in the fall. It's something we can try to balance all along. It's the most frustrating for students to be in all of us, but it's also frustrating for students to be in a class that isn't well designed or that you can't submit their assignments or student the back and you can't grade the assignments on this. So we're trying to balance really quickly with making sure that the group's experience of the student is possible. Any other questions?
I don't know if you're thinking about this, but one of the things that I really was talking about back then is that I think access files in the previous semester, will we be able to do that on campus?
That is not a working management system question. That is an actual concern about educational records and growth. And so we're limited by the council's office and their interpretation of that law to make that possible.
So
I had a little trouble hearing you. is a question that although we can't, we actually see these documents.
Yeah.
And are there, so depending on how the fact we use it, yes. The way we're referring to it actually, you'll see assignments in a number of different places. You can see it under the world homepage. You can also see them in the syllabus course. So hands on with the dynamic syllabus where you won't just see it in sort of PDF format of the ads, and you can actually be able to click and access it on the syllabus. Is that it? Yeah, so that's a great question. This is a community of multi campus. We reached out to the central department and actually the faculty of CMS. And along with the meeting of the CMS model, came up with the idea that right now, CMS goes through things that faculty depend on that isn't available in campus. So rather than trying to put our resources into addressing that now, we'll move the campus, And then once we complete that for next year, we're going to look at can we actually develop in the campus before it's necessary. If so, then we'll try to make that happen. One of the things that campus does offer is the ability to play with the background. That's a resource that is time.
As a note, there are maybe half a dozen so there are some
that you can actually use. Right, yes, you can use them to choose.
So, can I have a clarifying question? So, I applied to these campus at the school, and they located that because the submission on campus isn't, I guess, as robust as they would like, they used a mapping app called Grade Scope to be a grade. So, do you anticipate that? And also, a second question. I can also say that the access is 5 million terms from the class maximum. So, I'm wondering if that is a policy or
it's a word on the policy. That's the second question. The first one, so grade scope, how many of you are familiar with grade scope? So this is actually exactly what's wrong about things flexible with other tools. Grade scope is a pretty handy tool for grading and creating a rubric. And it makes grading easier for the but also more critical, which is super important. So we're looking at creating a license grade scope to integrate that definitely in campus. Campus can never offer that sort of functionality that way in the year, but the students won't be able to see this.
Is there any questions for you?
That's why the dongle didn't go as bright.
If you're running for student assembly,
and I'm going to get a
wait, I don't know how many of you have heard this, but I think that members of the Liberia campaign bombarded a community chair to try and have a vote online through email. I heard that they This is not dialogue. this is the way it's going to proceed, it needs to stop. Like, now. That's unacceptable. We're not allowed to launch a petition to show that there are many students on this campus who are against this pursuit of an escape. Whether it's this issue, we have over 8 students, the vast majority of which are undergraduate students, the rest of us, alumni, and this is really unacceptable, and I don't know what's going to be done, but something has to happen, something has to change, because there is a dialogue, and it is unfair to everyone.
Okay, I think this is just a confusion of facts that has no basis in how things are actually playing out. First and foremost, I was not at any D&I meetings Tuesday. I discussed at the idea of becoming, but one of the main questions on the resolution is on Tuesday when I heard that there are other people there called community conductors that apply to the community. I did have a conversation with Pat later on where I asked that. Perhaps special board would need to do an email of the resolution to bring it to the floor. We can have an open debate with all that, which is the point of the student. I think any debate that happens on the resolution needs to happen in the public and in the open. It should happen on the floor of this assembly. As for threats on Facebook, no post on the resolution, no members of SJP, no members of the BBS campaign currently have ever tagged any person that we could post for any other member of the Jewish community and any individual post directors having them. I think that if third-party members who aren't part of this campaign take action online, that's not something that we have control over, that we have responsibility for. And I think that this is just one way of expecting a conversation with a productive manner. I want this conversation to happen on the open, and I want it to happen.
Everyone puts the same thing here. I just want to put a situation a little bit. So we have, so again, I'm going to talk about how to put before the presentation. And I really don't want to go over the rest of the education that just to put people's best on the ground. So I always say everyone who's coming to the field this day. I'm just going to say that I'm going to be asked for an email and I'll just be a member of the investment. But there was a request made that my committee convene and talk to tonight, which I thought was incredibly inappropriate because that is not normal procedure. I think it hasn't been in the past, but it should not be happening this way, especially in such a priority to possibly present. So I just want to clarify that if anyone wants to talk to me really,
So I do believe you did that.
sorry, Dylan. The co-sponsors of the resolution, I said,
First, I think on the discussion of the idea that the public transportation discussion would be documented, for example, just by our government documents, that's impossible. This is something I know from the numbers in the future. What's the time of the coming down for 8 hours? Can you get from the agenda at the time? Yeah, so the Tuesday before, which means like yesterday when I had a conversation with that kind of person, it wasn't me trying to do a special meeting. I think that just isn't possible. It's not possible to get a resolution. I'm so forward with something the day before. And then second to point on the document, I actually think some the resolution we had yesterday, because I think that the microdiversity needs to have a job in this, or at least have a role in this conversation. I wanted to make sure that she understood what the resolution itself looked like and what our side was hoping to see this process play out. I think the conversation between members of the assembly and also members of the exec should take place is probably close to a conversation. Because it's me updating the exec on what exactly happened on the deck, so that they can know how to best make sure that everyone's voice gets heard and everyone's part of the discussion. So I did send the resolution to that yesterday, and I believe when we discuss that, it's going to be publicly available. We announced this campaign almost a month ago, because 4 years ago, when the first people who did this campaign, they tried to do whatever they said. That was going to be wholeheartedly, which is why we had announced it, why we pulled that out. Because we wanted everyone to know that this was happening, that all those were meant to be heard. And we kept this process open and locked for that very reason.
Okay. I'm going to give you a call. I don't think you answered the response.
Yeah. I just wondering, like, when we propose something next. I just want to know exactly what we're going to do. What is this referendum not happening among the executive committee? What was this vote about?
There, so just to clarify, my understanding. The first meeting that we did that as Tuesday, and during that meeting, the resolution was not passed before the meeting. And then after the meeting was completed, it's not a very good idea. So we had a conversation that there is a request made to do no vote for this resolution. That's my understanding. And then from there, there was a request to see whether or not that was appropriate. And we need to take a look at the conversation.
What's important to mention here is having talked to me after a conversation about it, and I thought that was appropriate to do the question that has to be used. And so when I talked with her, I said, okay, well, many other resolutions I've sent before, many of the community mentioned the long resolution, I've done it through email through other means, just to ensure that this conversation can happen properly and in full view of the public. I think committee meetings are important, but when people are trying to jam-pack communities, that people make that right. But that's just a democratic because it's not happening out in the open on the assembly floor. I said, well, what's the best way to make sure that this is not going to happen in the open? And we just thought that the best way might be to get it to the floor so that everyone can be here, partial to this debate, so that some of the members can talk on their views, that community members can come in. And then as for the third class of the idea that they're going to affect, this is just a conversation about the best way forward, which is why I'm getting involved. I talked with Drew last night, and he said that maybe a better idea would be to the third class. I told him, okay, I'll talk to you about it. This is a good question for this, and not coming to the meeting today and sort of catching up with being alive. I feel like people are taking this into this concern, and just for the sake of training, just for the sake of the process. I'm doing that.
Okay, I just want to say that allocation, the If it goes to the committee, and if we set out a agenda at any point in time for next month, and you don't know by the way, today's the agenda for the day, not posted until 9 a.m. Sure, that gives time for the public to come and express their opinion. But if that really time for the public to come and express their opinion, then what we have to say, we need to put people on the same basis as we can perform this conflict of interest. But then no, we can answer that no one has to take it out because, like I said, everything is on their time. It's time to represent this campaign. That's why it's done for the proper scale. The committee can be heard. I don't think that's fair. I would also just like to clarify, I was one of three students for a time in the school to the meeting. So, Omar, I don't really think this would be me, but I have a component of the student of this meeting. I don't think these students
I think first to really put about that is what we're trying to get out of the last minute that we put out on the agenda this morning. Again, like I said earlier, it's impossible for us to do the data. I believe that in the past meeting, we talked about what we're about to pass. No, but the agenda is sent out on time. If the agenda is not being sent out on time, I'm not sure that that's the effect.
Well, if you're going to be prepared, whereby you're meeting the
I know, and I agree that the process needs to be followed, and I think having conflicts with my friends that are saying, what is the process going to be out here? How can we make sure that the conflict is coming out of the open is exactly what happened? And then as the other part of the diversity of the conflict thing, I was not at the meeting. I think maybe there are members of the special committee members of the activity that are members of the diversity committee that were there, but I can say none of the conflict resolution myself were at that meeting or were presenting the resolution. And the resolution will be presented to me. I said the resolution was half not met, but I said I think it's time for this resolution to be more public than the open. I get the resolution member kind of have a reason as well. And it's just a conversation about how can we go on it, how can we make sure the conversation happens on the same level.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a possibility that this board resolution might consider, but I think might make everyone a little more comfortable is introducing it at a diversity group. Even if on a vote, it's a problem that you want. I think that people are like comfortable knowing there's a conversation, but I don't think, I think you are right that the small group of people on it versus the larger group of people forcing that vote is probably still not the best thing for us. I don't know what happens. And I understand supporters and opponents still might have a group on that, but the email vote is a mistake about to avoid political conflict. That is not set up for the conversation. I think it's more, this is the place where that final people vote should happen. And this is the place where we're going to be able to do it. And I don't agree that to pass that email before it's actually true. That's not the practice of any government ever. You don't want to do that. That's the point of the
Is there a reason that it's like a time?
I just have some questions to say, but also when I ask like the questions over the summer, you don't want to have to call really not summer over the
year. No, not all
of you, right?
No.
So we're
I was saying that one of the things that happened on the resolution, you talked about a couple of possible to solve those issues. And in community operating rooms, while I talked about the business there, it's really about how to involve the community and make sure that we have their voices there. But that when it comes to having everyone at the table, that everyone has got to be able to do that.
So what was your point trying to, hire comparables that you would want to position before that?
No, I was just looking for this. I mean, we had a process, I'm not transitioning that process. You know, those are things that happened in the past, and I was asking you about that was really impossible. But it wasn't at all saying the community is certain programs, the community is certain stuff. There are committee members on this committee who want to talk about it. I was like, okay, here's a resolution, let's have the community accept it. And then let's not make a post from the meeting where it's just like, people start to come to the meeting and then there's stuff there that they want to die in the community and then it never gets to the top. I was like, what's the best way to any start? That's the committee gets their vote. Get to have that talk, and we have that vote on it, and then we can look at the whole different
product.
Then it's just back to the email as well. Like, the same people are voting in most Americans.
How do I choose to do that? There's something going on. Also, what's the email like?
Do you know who the people were? Because I know we have one member that pop up that did work with that was there, but I can't speak to who are. If there are people who are involved in the discussion that were there, I think it's like, that's not the nightmare. I don't know who it was. And when it comes to communities, like, historically, it's only like two issues. Right now, for instance, if you go online and check members of the community art, it hasn't been updated. And the list online is having that. You know, it's on the community. Not that. As of when? Today, it wasn't like big, but it was like using my channel. Okay. Clearly, there's confusion on what, like, how to use our work, who's advocating, who's there. We're still a college champion discussion, we're talking about discussion that we have here. But we're going back and forth. It's a little bit of an age between the two. I mean, can you confirm with them that they were?
As well.
which is how the law works.
There's a text on the list of the question. So, from what I'm hearing, you find it concerning that I suddenly found that I'm involved in my business community. You know what, I think this works as a perfect metaphor for exactly the problems with this conversation. I think the fact that my people are saying my voice couldn't be heard, just because I'm so committed to my community, is absurd. I think I have just as much right to come as an elected member who was elected by my colleagues. I sit on this assembly, I'm not turning on other people because I've dedicated the work that I do on here. I think the idea that I'm not allowed to talk about or talk about people just as much right as anyone else in this assembly because I'm Muslim is absurd.
Whether it's something that is within the right to
We'll be moving out of the microphone. Was Art Beyond Cornell. The project was Criminal Justice and Awareness Day posters. The funding amount was $600, and we vote for approval. Let's see if you can do it. Why I'm curious, why did you get that? The broad identity committee members are one of them is broadly acceptable general to funding. There was also concern that posters would be very non-visible. The question was whether or not this is something that would be a project that needs more. Alright. The other project committee agreed to fund was from the organization Straight Edge. The project was their stop shade, which is going to be a demonstration for accidental shade on the screen as the area of the usable space. $1,300 for this project, but a vote of 64. There are any members of the project that have been passed.
$1,300
for the shape lighting for items associated with that upcoming event and funding for the activities that are involved in the shape.
So they're not purchasing the actual shape.
They are purchasing the shape that we work for that. They're designing it for the
okay, because they need the infrastructure and process and the blue shading out there. It's not coming out at all. But yes.
It's not permanent shading. I mean, it's a demonstration for the administration. Okay, that has to be some shading. Are there any objections, please? I think I missed the last week. I know there was a mention that the old title was not passed. Were there any other concerns about meeting the last week? Can you provide us?
I don't have a question about something that's being changed.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Is it also okay to discuss this after the class? It's just
what's the balance of the lunch?
That's all.
welcome on to the mission.
Motion to amend. Amend section 2.1 of eligibility to add an equitable section on officers and the applicants have also been on the requirements. Under the bullet point, president, structure, and advisor, and the regulatory commissioner, the commission provides to add in a new section that underneath that one of those sub bullet points, the signature for the advisor of the organization. Set a deadline of 24 hours after the deadline for the submission of the applicant.
This will second the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment? Right, so our next series exactly how many uses that all of the is 13 groups. So it's not so good, but the data we see this going on, and this meeting is going to be a cost to advisors who actually do the sign code. Some of the people who are in that is given to our company. This is the only one, even a few number of individuals that are involved. Thank you. Thank you.
So this is about how we get to have a conversation with advisory. And the advisory will not be attention to what we have to do on Friday. But if you go through the advisors can do
so we just have to have a role of
Thank you.
So I think we'll change about how function.
And the organization of
is that? So we didn't get high. Are we excited to get high? We have.
I just want to respond. I think whoever in this room is really bad, and I really saw it was happening. I just want to reiterate that I did not want this to happen at this meeting. I don't know if anyone was there. I only told you to perform the national protocol, and I took a project to anyone who was attacked. But I can also say that I'm not the word because I also was attacked. I did not sign up for the victim. I actually really did not appreciate the person who did. I'm glad we had a conversation, but I just want to clarify that. I think the way that you used felt hope when you said that you would be pushing up your son. You did say that you were talking about what happened, and that actually put you out of my way. I just want to make it very clear that I think that is what the situation is.
Sorry.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.